The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, Creatress of Magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Lauren Marie. We're going to be talking about how to be a mom and still be happy, which I love that title. And really just looking at, like, what if you actually can be a mom, be a parent, because this applies to definitely beyond just moms, and not have to give you up, not have to give up your life, not have to give up what you would like to create in the world, what you would like to have as your life. Like, what if your kids could actually be a contribution to everything that you would like to create in the world rather than a limitation? And Lauren is an amazing, I will say, authority on this topic. She has inspired lots of people, lots of moms, including me. She's a joy business facilitator, an access consciousness facilitator. She's an acupuncturist. She's an entrepreneur. She has two of the most adorable babies I have ever seen that are twins. They're more like toddlerish at this point, getting to be, and has actually created an incredibly thriving business, even more so since she had her twins, which is an amazing, amazing story. So I'm just super excited to chat with you today. Welcome, Lauren.
Yay. Thank you, Heather.
Yeah. I would love for you to just start with your story of, because I know a little bit about your story, but and it's really inspiring of having your twins and what that created in your life, and yeah, whatever you want to share about that.
Sure. So I was an acupuncturist and sort of and had a wellness center and sort of gave that up and started traveling and doing classes with access consciousness all over the world, and was a bit of a gypsy of consciousness floating around. And I met my now husband in Costa Rica at a 7-day event, and we hit it off and started, you know, dating. And I actually came to Australia where he was living, and there were some access classes, and it was my first time to Australia. And we got pregnant, and it was a big surprise. And so found out, obviously, after I found out I was pregnant, went in and got the scan and found out we were having twins. And that was like even bigger surprise.
So. Not one, but two.
Two for one. Which, yeah, was like none of this was planned. So it was a big call to me to make some big choices and, you know, what other people I think would call scary and hard choices, and really look at committing to my life and what I wanted to create in the world, and getting really present with, like, wow, okay, if I choose this, what's that going to create? And so I obviously chose to have them, and we moved to Australia. The kids were born here, and they're almost two now. And so it was sort of a total life overhaul. Get married, have twins, move countries, and now I live and work here, and we travel together as a family. And I've created so much since having them that I know it's possible for moms that think that they have to give something up or anything up or all of it up. It doesn't have to be the case. So yeah. That's what I'd like to share. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it seems to me like just sort of watching your journey and all of that, that, you actually, like, what I've, at least from the outside looking at it, it seemed like you actually started creating a ton more with the babies, like, which is like so amazing, especially with twins. I mean, when my kids were babies, I just, you know, I had one baby at a time, although they were pretty close in age, but I, you know, I didn't have the tools of access consciousness at the time. And, it was so full on for me to have one baby and do a little bit, have a little bit of a business, you know? Yes. And you were like, oh, no problem. I'm sure you've had your moments, you know, but it's you make it look pretty darn easy. Or you're like, two twins, no problem. Let's create a huge business now too.
Well, I think it was more, not that it was easy ever. I wouldn't say there was too much easiness about it, but there was actually a lot of ease, and that coming from a choice, and B, felt like the whole universe just so had my back in a way that I had never either experienced or allowed before, starting from the whole pregnancy, but really when I went into labor 6 weeks early, seven weeks early, and they were premature. And so we were in the hospital for weeks and they were in, you know, intensive care. And it just felt like I could feel not just the people that we knew, but it was like just every part of the universe really like coming together to support us. And I don't know how to describe it really. It just felt like, wow, I'm not alone. I don't have to do this alone. I know that there's so much contribution for us, and we were just so grateful. It makes me like a little teary. People just, you know, they gifted us so much, like physical stuff, but energy and caring and support. And I think that was a huge part of why I was able to create, even though it was tremendously difficult.
I would love to expand on that, because that really is something for moms. I think that it can really be this incredibly sort of, it can seem like this incredibly solo space or lonely space. Like, even if you are married and you have a partner and you have a supportive partner, like, it can still really just be like, oh my gosh, you know, you and the baby. And I know, like, my babies were both colicky, and it was just like me and this crying kid, you know. Yeah. And
and the dad doesn't have boobs.
I know, exactly.
So not fair.
Oh man, no kidding. What would it be like for moms to have just greater access to that? It's really like a space of knowing, and that the universe, you know, does have our back if we allow it to, you know. And so I wonder I know it's really sort of more of an energy and a space, but I wonder, is there anything else that you can
say? You have to ask. Like, I was in this one group that was for multiple moms on Facebook, a local group, because I was like, I don't know what the hell to do here. Like, how do you breastfeed two babies? You know, like, those sort of things. There were so many moms out there that were, they'd post something and it was like, I feel like I'm going to die. Like, I haven't slept in 3 days. Da, 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 da. But there was never like a request or an ask, like, can anyone come help me? You know, is there any, like, do you guys, you know? So, a lot of people, I think they assume they have to do it on their own and they don't ask for help. And it's like, if you need, you know, and this can be energetic, but this can also be literally like calling all your friends or send out we had this group email with a bunch of people all over the world. And so, cause I was a little busy, in the hospital, it was sort of like one update goes to everyone, but it was like, I would just send something out. Hey, you know, today was really rough. Like, they thought Preston had this like life-threatening disease at like week one. And I was like, so traumatized. I was like, you know, really could use your contribution here. And just like one email goes out to all my friends and they were like, oh, you know, we're here for you, you know. And then some of the moms were like, oh, I remember when my kid was in the hospital and that, you know, I know how you feel. And, you know, this is what I did to get through it or whatever. And it's like, you have to ask. I had one lady who is my massage therapist and she was so incredibly sweet. She came over a couple times just to, cause there's not a lot that sometimes people can do for you because you have to be there like with a little baby, you know, so much yourself. But she's like, I'll just come over, you know, after you feed them at night and, you know, whatever. Like there was little things that she did where she would just come and be there or help me, you know, clean up or help, you know, their dad with something. And it's like just having, you know, a little bit of help goes a long way.
Yeah. I remember at one point, because since my kids were both so colicky, they literally did not let me put them down for a year, each one of them. And so, and I remember my youngest one was really, he would spit up all the time. So there's just tons and tons of laundry. And I got this note on the door from a girl down the street about babysitting. And I was like, she was like 13 and it was like $5 an hour. And I literally was like, I'm going to pay her to hold the baby. So that I can fold laundry. I didn't even want her to fold the laundry. I was like, I want a break from holding the baby so I can like move around the house and
go pee.
Exactly. Or like play with the 2-year-old, you know. And it was like things like that, you know, just going, I'm actually paying you to hold my child for 2 hours, you know. And it was such even just to get the 20 loads of laundry done was like such a gift, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think it's really one of those big things that for whatever reason, like we don't think to ask, like we just sort of are not, it's not like part of our culture or our world to actually ask for help, whether it's, you know, hey universe or hey people in the world, you know?
Yeah. And they're out there. It's like, you may feel alone or unsupported, but are you asking, you know, maybe, and be willing for people to say, no, I'm too busy too. Like not everyone will help you, but if you put it out there enough, like you will get the support that you need and require and be willing to pay for it. Like, you know, like you said, sometimes you think, cause we assumed for like the first year that we couldn't afford daycare because in Australia, it's ridiculous. It's like, well, let me go to work to support my daycare. But it's like, we ended up same as you having a 13-year-old that now watches them for $10 an hour and that she loves it. Like that's for her big money. And for us, we're like, oh, thank God someone just, and we're here. Like, it's not like she has big responsibility, but we get to, have a break.
Yeah. Yeah. And as they get older, just having somebody to play with is entertaining for them too. Yeah. So how to be a mom and still be happy? It's like there's so many different places we could go with that topic. And I get like, this is such a huge piece because when our bodies are not happy and we're tired and we're stressed and you know, it's like if that space is really, it can be really seem impossible to access. So I don't know, we have a break in just a couple minutes, but I wonder if there's anything else you want to say about that before our first break.
Well, I think there's definitely a point of view about kids must always come first, and that comes at the expense of you and your body or you and your whatever else. And it's like, what if you included you in all the choices that you make for your kids? And it doesn't mean you put you quote first, but what if there was no ranking order? It was just like, okay, I'm going to include me in this choice. So I'm not excluding my kids. I'm not doing, you know what, screw you. I'm going to choose for me. It's more the energy of I'm not an insignificant, you know, invisible thing that just like servant to my children. It's like, I'm included because that is how it feels a lot of the time. It's a thankless job. I mean, you know, babies don't, even kids and teenagers for sure. But They don't thank you. This is just expected. But it's like including you, because if you don't, it really does create not fun for anyone involved.
Yeah.
And there's so many ways. Like when they were little, because there's two of them, I had to get really creative. But I would go put them in the double stroller and go for a walk, put my headphones in and have my, you know, conference call or meeting on the phone while getting exercise and being outside, and they would nap in their stroller. And I'm like, this is awesome. Like, you know, four things done at once. Tick, 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 tick.
You're like, I can walk for 3 hours and if they would stay asleep.
Those stroller has gotten some mileage, man.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah, well, and I think, you know, so much of that is really, and I know this is something we can talk a lot more about after the break, because I know this is a big topic for you, is the judgment, you know, of getting over the judgment of good mom, bad mom, and, you know, like what constitutes a successful mom and a failure of a mom, and, you know, so, yeah, and judging ourselves, you know, for desiring to be included in the equation or desiring to do something other than just raise children. You know, that I know that's a big thing for a lot of moms. So, yeah. Cool. Well, let's pause for our first break and we will dive more into that when we come back. So this is Heather Nichols here with Lauren Marie. You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hey guys. Hey guys. Psst, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Lauren Marie talking about how to be a mom and still be happy. And we were talking before the break, we just started to touch on the judgments, the massive amount of judgment that goes on in the world about what is a good mom and a bad mom, and how moms judge themselves, and, you know, parents in general, judge themselves about, you know, the job that they are doing or that they think they should be doing. And so let's play more with that, Lauren. What do you
think everyone should watch that movie, Bad Moms, because it's so brilliant.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't? Oh.
No. Or maybe I forget movies. So
Watch Bad Moms. Okay. But yeah, it's all about a woman who, she's working her ass off. She's a single mom. She's doing everything she possibly can to support these two kids she has. And she's being judged constantly by all the, whatever you want to call them, moms at the kids' school for not being at the, bake sale and not doing this or not, she doesn't make the cookies. She goes and buys them at the store and then they're judging her for that. And it's like, and then it's kind of like at the end, she kind of comes to, I'm doing what I know is right for my kids, and I didn't bake their cookies, but that doesn't mean I'm a bad mom, Yeah. And it's like, I think redefining, what is a good mom? What's a good mom to you? What if you were willing to be a bad mom in other people's eyes? What if that's actually what's right for you? Mm-hmm. My kids are outside the door crying. I'm on a radio show.
You're a bad mom. Case in point. I love it.
That's awesome. And it's like acknowledging all and being willing to receive the judgment and choose for you what's going to actually create the future for you and the kids that you see as possible, that you desire, even if that means that you're, quote, bad according to someone else.
Yeah. And I know you had mentioned too, guilt, like when we were talking at the break, like the guilt that comes with that is, it's like, I know for me, before I found the tools of Access Consciousness, like that was really, it actually controlled me. And it wasn't that I felt guilty all the time. It wasn't like I was like a guilty person or that was like a dominant energy in my world, but it was just this sense of like, every time I chose like something little for me, there was just this sort of like lingering sense of like, oh man, I should probably be, I probably should be holding my kid right now and not folding laundry, it just is like, you can't ever get it right. Like, oh, I shouldn't be worried if my kids need me. I shouldn't be on a radio show. I should be, attending to them. And, so how, like, has that been something that's been in your world? And if so,
well, when they were in the hospital still, right after they were born, one of the nurses came, we were kind of talking about whatever, and she goes, well, now you're a mom that you get to feel guilty all the time or something like that. And I was like, what? Where did I sign up for that? it is such a predominant point of view, and it's impelled on us as soon as they're born that you get to now feel guilty for anything that you do wrong, quote wrong, or for yourself or whatever. And it's like guilt is a distractor implant, which it isn't real, and it's designed to control you. So if someone can make you feel guilty, then you will do what they want or not do what they don't want. It's like, and kids use this all the time, make you feel guilty for things so that you do what they want. But if you just acknowledge like, okay, guilt is not it's not a reality. It's actually a distraction from what you truly be and what's truly possible for you. And what do you know? If you know that you're having a bubble bath and your kids are actually fine, that, they don't need you to play with them at that moment. And you ask the question, okay, am I actually required here? And it's like, no, the kids can play with someone else for 30 minutes while I sit in the bath. And it's like, you don't go into the guilt. And it's like acknowledge that that's, it's a projection. It's like people throw these things at you as an attempt to, do what they think you're supposed to do, mm-hmm. which it comes from all angles. It comes from family, from, neighbors, like school, teachers. It's and what's true for you? Like, is it really true for you that you, you know, shouldn't work or be on a radio show, or that's not creating, like, what if that is creating a future for your kids? And what do you know is possible?
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a lot of courage to be in that conversation. That's something that I've just always come, you know, it's been like a big one for me as a mom, and especially since playing with Access Consciousness. And I've had lots of conversations with Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, and even recently a lot of conversations about my kids, and just like really looking at it from a completely different reality. And it's like to actually raise your children, to actually be creating a future with your kids, like for your kids in a way, but like with your kids, it's such a different, like, I didn't really realize until recently what a different way of parenting that is, because it's actually way more about empowering them and, you know, not coddling them, not protecting them, mm-hmm. you know, not protecting them. That's been a huge one for me. Mm-hmm. You know, protecting kids is what we all do. It's what it's like embedded and implanted and all of that into our, you know, into our world. And that it actually can be disempowering. And that's and talk about, you know, not being happy. It's like, I know for me, the more I've done protection of my kids, it's like everybody there, it creates this energy in my family of like, well, you guys can't actually handle this, so I need to be always the one like swooping in and taking care of you and protecting you from the world. And and the more I let go of that and actually acknowledge them as infinite beings, that know more about themselves than I do and have more awareness of their lives than I do, that it's like there's this space actually of ease and relaxation that does allow me to be a lot happier and them to be a lot happier in a really strange, like in a different way, you know?
Well, and acknowledging that they chose you, they didn't choose Susie Homemaker or whatever.
They definitely did not choose Susie Homemaker.
But if they wanted Susie Homemaker, they would have chosen, you know, to come to Susie Homemaker. If that's the mom that they wanted, it's like they chose you, because of who you are. And if you are a working mom and be like me, like my work is so creative. And if I, like Gary said one time in a class, imagine if Lauren didn't have her work, I'm like, would anyone be happy? And it was like, I was like, don't even go there. Like, let's not even talk about that.
Why would I want to imagine that?
No, let's not imagine. But it's so incredibly fun for me and creative that, like, if I wasn't a working mom and we decided, like, you know, their dad would go to work full time and I would stay home with, oh my God, I don't think I would even let like a whole day without, like, no. That would not work for anyone. So they came to you because of you and what you have going on in your world, and they have an awareness of that, including that you travel or that you work or that you whatever, and that's you are, and they're aware of that and acknowledging that and including them in the choices you make. Like when they were in utero, so I hadn't even had them yet, I would ask them, you know, do you want to live in Australia? Where do you want to, you know, I would ask them questions and ask them to contribute. Like I almost got deported or not let into the country when I was pregnant because I had to, my visa wasn't through yet. And it was this like gray area period where I had to sort of try and stay in Australia until it came through. So, but I had to leave in order to come back anyway. So on my way back in, they stopped me and they, you know, confiscated my laptop and my phone. And they were like, where, you know, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh crap. Like if they don't let me in the country, what am I going to do? And I'm just sitting there and I, you know, went inside, you know, just quiet and like, was like, hey guys, I know you're in there. And do you see what's going on here? Like, do you want to live in Australia? They're not going to let me in and us in, you know, can you help out here? Can you contribute? Do you want to live here? And as soon as I asked them, the woman put down whatever she was doing to like investigate me and just walked over and handed me back my stuff and said, you can go in. Like there was no explanation. And I was like, thank you. I will just go in now.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. So I'm curious, like, can you talk more about that? Like for people who might be listening, who are like, what do you mean talk to your unborn child? Like, how do you do that? And I mean, so you're like, oh, okay. Can you contribute? But like asking them questions, like, do you want to live in Australia? So can you talk a little bit about that and just what that's like in your world? And are there any tools or anything you could give people to start to be playing more with that?
I mean, I never saw them as little things, like little babies or unaware, oh, you're just a baby, what do you know? Like, even before they were born, their presence was so huge in my world that I just had to acknowledge, hey, you know what you know, you know what you want, you clearly know what you're doing because you got two people together to have twins in a country that, I mean, it was just so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, clearly you're the ones in charge here, not to say, like, you know, obviously, I don't just go, oh, you know, you don't want me to make money and stay at home. I'll just do that. Like, I'm the adult here. But it's I ask them regarding all the choices that I make that involve them. So when we wanted to have a babysitter, I asked them to, you know, who do you want to come play with you? And out of nowhere, this person that I know pops in my head, and I remember that she has a teenage daughter, and I'm like, I wonder if she would be interested in babysitting. Mm-hmm. And I called her up and I said, hey, does your daughter babysit? And she goes, that's so weird. She was just talking about your twins the other day and asking if you needed a babysitter. I'm like, you know, and it's like,
Sheila and Preston had nothing to do with that, I'm sure.
Nothing at all. They knew who they wanted to come, and they love her. They adore her, and she loves them. And like, it's, they created that, you know, and all I did was ask, and it was like, be willing to, you think those thoughts pop in your head? Well, yeah, but the kids put them there, and be willing to acknowledge that. Like, it is, I mean, they don't talk yet. So that's how they give me information.
That's so cool. And how amazing to acknowledge that that's what that, you know, that it, like, that is, all of those things are, like, all of that awareness and the ideas and all that is the result of you asking them questions, you know, and, yeah, that's so cool. And I know, like, you had brought up to it the break of just talking a little bit about order and chaos. And like, this is really such a space of chaos with parenting, like the whole piece of like not protecting them and talking to them and letting them find their babysitter. And, you know, so, yeah. What else do you want to share about, like, just that specifically, like what, like the chaos of parenting and how that can actually contribute to a lot more ease and joy?
Yeah. Well, chaos is asking the question, and following the energy. Order would have been, how do I find a babysitter? Let me go like investigate these, you know, and get a background check on the, you know, or whatever, like you're supposed to do according to rules, or I don't know what these shoulds that you do. Chaos is really being in the question, seeing what choices there are, what possibilities are available, what contribution can this be to you, what contribution can they be to creating it, and following the energy. All of that is chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if somebody was like, that sounds great, and there's no way that I could ever do that, but it sounds great, but no way, like what tools would you give somebody to start playing with?
Well, yeah, if it's working for you to do it a different way, then go for it. It's like, for me, that never worked. Like yesterday, I tried to put them to bed for the nap at the time that they nap, and they wanted nothing to do with sleep at all. They screamed and screamed and screamed and screamed, and I realized, like, because I had a friend coming over, they knew she was coming and they wanted hang out with her. So I was like,
they also knew that you wanted them to go. Isn't that so? Oh, my kids still do that. And I'm like, you have to go to bed by a certain time because I have a meeting, you know? And they're like, sorry, tonight we're staying up 3 hours later, you know?
Exactly. Her order is like, go to bed at this time and sleep for this long and then you can get up. And chaos is, okay, what are they doing? Oh, they're aware that, you know, their friend Sarah is coming over. They want to play with her. They're not going to sleep until she's gone. Okay, yeah. Well, I guess let's go get them up and they can play with her and we'll do what we were going to do. We had planned, you know, to do another radio show while they were napping. And it's like, take two. Like,
That's not happening. That's awesome. Cool. Well, we're at our second break, so we're going to just take a quick little pause here, and we will be back in a moment. This is Heather Nichols here with Lauren Murray on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Hey guys. Hey guys. Psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here today playing with how to be a mom and still be happy with Lauren Murray. On Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols. And I wanted to ask you, Lauren, about a little bit more specifically about business. I know you're a Joy Business Facilitator, and you've done a lot of really cool stuff with moms and business. And so what would you like to play with and to share around that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so many moms either are afraid to get started or feel like they don't have the time or the money or the resources to get started in business or to continue growing their business when they become moms. And it's like we've been talking about, it's actually not, it doesn't have to be a limitation. If you ask your kids to contribute, I ask them to contribute to the classes I do, to the money that we are making. And this is energetic. I mean, they don't go typing on the computer and create, but it's like they,
although I've seen them on Facebook at the computer,
they do type on the computer, but it doesn't normally create actual work. but it's like an energetic contribution to, and this is like literally when they're coming up to the door and pounding on the door because they want to be with me instead of let me be on the radio show, rather than creating a like separation or get away, like you're disturbing my radio show. It's like including their energy in what we're doing so that they don't feel like I'm pushing them out, and asking them, hey, you know, like in silent, like, can you contribute here? We're creating something here. This mom's working, like, can you contribute? And that doesn't mean that they always stop crying and don't want to be held, but it's like, it does help with that. And it, like we talked about with the babysitter, it's like, hey, mom needs time to work. Like, who else can play with you? Who would be fun? And they're so happy to have a break from me and their dad. Like, they love playing with other people. They love going on adventures. They love going to the park with, you know, other people. And it's like, that's fun for them too. So acknowledging that, like, even if you're a single mom, you can create a business or start a business. And the other thing too that I talk to moms a lot about is where they think they've failed. And if you've started a business or you joined some sort of other business and it didn't work out, or you feel like it's not, you're failing, it's like there's no failure, success, right and wrong. It's just choice creates awareness. Yeah. Like every choice that you make creates more awareness for you. So what did you learn? Like what choices would you make different next time? And if you didn't consider it a failure, what would you be able to create next?
Yeah, that's huge. That we could do like a whole, well, that's like many, many classes. You know, like if you didn't judge you and what you've created previously and what you've created so far, what could you create from here, you know? This is such a huge piece with business and creation and money and all of that. And you actually have a class coming up soon, yeah?
Yes, same title, How to Be a Mom and Still Be Happy. And this is actually a title that we were in a class with Dane, Dr. Dane here, and he said something, I can't remember, but he said to someone, you know, how to be a mom and still be happy. And Simone Millicis, the worldwide coordinator of Access, was sitting next to me, and she goes, you should do a class on that. And I was like, okay. So I am. So it starts on April 24th, and it's mom-sized bits. We're going to do just 30 minutes a day for a week. So, cool. You know, and it's fine if your kids are around or whatever. I totally understand that, but we'll be looking at what's actually stopping you from being happy as a mom, and where could we create some ease or some creative space for you to move from that into a different space of possibility.
That's awesome. That's so cool. So from the work that you've done with, well, I mean, your own journey of creating business as a mom and the work that you've done with other moms that are creating businesses, like what are some tools you could give people, just easy, quick tools that they could start to play with to just start creating more, like having more fun with what they're doing in their businesses and in their lives as moms?
Start asking questions. You know, what questions can you ask here? Something that we do in Joy Business, what possibilities are available to me today that I haven't yet considered? I mean, any question that you ask opens the door to possibilities. And then you have choice. It's like, what choices can you make from there? And what contribution would, like, if you have a business proposal or opportunity or possibility in front of you, ask, if I choose this, what will that choice create? It's the question that I asked when I found out I was pregnant. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I choose this, what will that create? And get a sense of the energy. And then the opposite, if I don't, what will that create?
Yeah.
And get a sense of that energy. That's really what I do for every decision that I have. If I choose this daycare, what will that create? If I choose to go to this country and do this class, if I, you know, and I do that including the kids and their, you know, energy in my question. And sometimes I'll ask them, you know, hey, and I, as they get older too, you can actually ask them, hey, if you choose to, I mean, gosh, my son is always climbing up on things and falling off of things. And I'm like, and I will ask him, I'm like, hey, be aware of what you're choosing. What's that going to create? You know? Mm-hmm. And, he gets a sense of that. Cause if I just say, no, mm-hmm. stop. What does he want to do?
Yeah.
He wants
to climb higher.
Exactly. Like, hey, just be aware you're on a, you know, hard surface. If you fall from there, that's not going to be a very nice thing for your body. Like, be aware. And then sometimes he just looks at me and smiles and he's like, I got this. Like, and he'll show me, like, I'm totally balanced up here. And I'm like, okay, just be aware. And then I'm like, okay, am I just being, you know, a neurotic mom who like doesn't want her kid to fall? And it's like, and then I have to be aware too, like, if he does fall, is he gonna seriously hurt himself or die? Yeah. Like, then I'd stop him, obviously. Yeah,
right. You know? Like, be aware you're gonna fall. If you fall off of that 10-story building, you're gonna, you know.
Then I make the call if it's in life or death.
Totally. Yeah, yeah, we've had a lot of those moments with my bouncing big boys. they sometimes bounce and they sometimes break. yeah, that's cool. And I know one of the things that you had mentioned too when we were playing with creating the show is the MLM world and how you know, that is kind of a like an enticing thing for a lot of moms that, oh, stay at home, but you know, home business and the
be
sort
your own
of
boss.
Yeah. And yeah.
Passive income.
Yeah. So did you want to say, like, just speak to that and like what?
Oh, I think so. So many moms want to go that route because it does seem to provide an answer to so many issues that moms face. And it's like, here's a community of people that will like be there to support you and tell you how to do this and network. And like, you can just work from home. And once you establish your business, you don't have to do anything and you'll just sit back and collect a check. And it's like, so nothing wrong with that if it's light for you, but be aware, like, what's true will always make you feel lighter. And if it feels funky, like if you kind of go, like that, or heavy, you know, like, oh, that really doesn't sit right for me, it means there's a lie in there somewhere, or a truth with a lie attached. Like, there's really no such thing as passive income. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone that's creating money, like, residually, if it's not even just they did a lot of work in the past, they're still like, you don't stop creating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, passive income, I feel like it's this, it's such a unfulfilled promise. Like,
you're gonna
you know, get to this point where you can just retire or you can stop working at age 24 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's, okay, cool. And like, would that really be fun for you? Are you going to want to stop creating? Are you going to want to stop working? Like, or if you get to that point, are you going to see something even greater for your future and want more? Because I know for me, every time I had that as a target or a goal, like, oh, I got to create this. And it's like, when I wanted to open a wellness center, I was like, I want to open a wellness center. This is like the greatest thing ever. And this is all my dreams and blah, blah. And I bought a house and I got all the practitioners and I furnished it. And I, you know, had a ribbon cutting ceremony and the city councilwoman came and cut the ribbon and it was like, da, 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 da. And then I was done.
Yeah.
And I was, okay, that was fun. Yeah. What now? You know, and it was on to the next great adventure. It wasn't like, I will now sit back and collect my passive income. Like,
right. Right. Yeah.
It doesn't that way.
And it doesn't. And yeah. And I think also like just the lie that for so many of us, there is
a lie or a fantasy or a something, like a story, that we would want to have a passive life, you know? And I know, like, just I just keep adding and adding and adding when I think I, you know, or anybody else would tell me I would be crazy or you can't add anymore. Or, and it's like, yeah, I'm a single mom, and, you know, and I don't have my kids full time and they're older and all that. And yet, like, when I do, it's, you know, it's me. And yet, like, there's never an arrival point, you know, there's never like a level of income where I'm like, I've made it, you know, like I'm done now, I can stop, I can stabilize, you know, because there's always more choices, there's always more possibilities, there's always more creation. And I think that's actually one of the biggest things in, like, just so much of what I've, just talking to people about creation and business and money, it's like, there's this lie and this fantasy out there that, you know, you're going to get to like a certain amount of, let's just say money, for a lot of people, that's what it is, where things are just going to be okay and it's going to be fine and all your problems are going to go away. And, you know, and it's like, but the missing piece there is that most of us who are in these conversations are highly, highly creative. And there is that, like you were talking about, like that, like the desire and the hunger and the joy of having more and creating more. And I think people use business to try to like satisfy that, or like, and it doesn't, it's not actually something that even needs to be satisfied. It's like, what if you could just celebrate, oh, I'm always going to desire more. I'm always going to desire more money, more creation, more. What if it wasn't wrong?
Yeah. And exactly what you said, like, what if you can add, what else can you add? And like, what if you did look at that business that you were looking at creating, and what else can you add? Mm-hmm. And what else? And what other revenue streams? Because so many people are looking for this answer. 2 minutes to a problem, like making money, and this will be the answer. And it's like, but what else? And what else? And what else? And what if you're always looking for not just one thing that's going to solve a problem, but the infinite possibilities and choices that you can create?
Yeah. Yep. I love that. I love that. And like, it's amazing how just with that energy of adding, like, it's like, wow, you know, everything gets greater. It's not like, now you have to like divide your time into tinier segments, you know,
right.
It's like everything gets greater when you add something that's truly like a gift in your life and truly something that will create a greater future. Your whole life can get greater, including your family, including your kids. And yeah, like what if it was just exponential, you know, rather than linear and limited. So
yeah. And sometimes asking what can this add is like you get an energy of, you know, adding a break or adding help or adding a nap, or it's not always adding work.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. Yeah. I love that. So where can people find you? And if they would like to know about your call, where can they go to have more?
You Lauren can go to meetlaurenmarie.com and the classes /happymom. And my contact info is on there. I'm available for private sessions, and I do classes in person here in Queensland, Australia. And most of my classes are online or on telecall, so pretty much available to the whole world.
Yay! That's awesome. That's awesome. So last minute, like questions or anything you want to toss out there before we say goodbye?
Just like a big, you know, call out to all you moms and just know that you can do it. You're not wrong. You haven't failed. Nothing you've done or been has ever been wrong. And you can have it all. You're not wrong for wanting more. You'll always want more. You can always have more, and just start asking and it will show up.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I wish I had heard this radio show when I was New mom.
Me too.
So thank you. Thank you for the gift of you and for this conversation. So have a great week, everybody. And we will be back next week with more. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.